Chapter 27. 2. The Britannia was the vessel that conveyed Mr. Dickens across the Atlantic on his first visit to America, ed. 3. Master Humphrey's Clock, under which title the two novels of Barnaby Rudge and The Old Curiosity Shop originally appeared, ed. 4. I shall always entertain a very pleasant and grateful recollection of Hartford. It is a lovely place, and I had many friends there, whom I can never remember with indifference. We left it with no little regret. American Notes, Lond. 1842, Vol. I. P. 182. 5. See the Life and Letters of Washington Irving, Lond. 1863, page 644, where Irving speaks of a letter he has received from that glorious fellow Dickens, in reply to the one I wrote, expressing my heartfelt delight with his writings, and my yearnings toward himself. See also the letter itself, in the second division of this volume. Ed. 6. Tennyson, Lady Clara Vere de Vere, then newly published in collection of 1842. Ed. 7. That this meeting, while conveying its cordial thanks to Charles Dickens Esquire for his presence this evening, and for his able and courteous conduct as president, cannot separate without tendering the warmest expression of its gratitude and admiration to one whose writings have so loyally inculcated the lessons of benevolence and virtue, and so richly contributed to the stores of public pleasure and instructions. 8. The Duke of Devonshire. 9. Charlotte Corday going to execution. 10. The above is extracted from Mrs. Stowe's Sunny Memories of Foreign Lands, a book in which her eavesdropping propensities were already developed in a sufficiently ugly form. Ed. 11. Alas, the many years were to be barely 6, when the speaker was himself destined to write some memorial pages commemorative of his illustrious friend, Cornhill Magazine, February, 1864. Ed. 12. Mr. Henry Dodd had proposed to give 5 acres of land in Berkshire, but, in consequence of his desiring to attach certain restrictions, after a long and unsatisfactory correspondence, the committee, on 13th January following, rejected the offer. Communicated. 13. Claude Melnott in The Lady of Lyons, Act E. S.C. 2. 14. Mr. B. Webster. 15. Romeo and Juliet, Act 3. S.C. 1. 16. Robert Browning. Bells and Pomegranates. 17. R.H. 18. Carlyle's French Revolution. Book 10. Chapter 1. 19. Henry Thomas Buckle. 20. This and the speeches which follow were accidentally omitted in their right places. 21. Hazlitt's Round Table, Edinburgh, 1817, Vol. I. Page 242, on actors and acting. 22. An allusion to a well-known sonnet of Wordsworth, beginning "The world is too much with us late and soon," and see ed. 23. Alluding to the forthcoming serial story of Edwin Drood. 24. The Honorable John Lothrop Motley. 25. February 26, 1851. Mr. Macready's farewell benefit at Drury Lane Theatre, on which occasion he played the part of Macbeth. Ed. 26. Macbeth, Act 1. S.C. 7. 27. The Bishop of Ripon, Dr. Longley. Asterisk, 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 end of the Project Gutenberg e-book, speeches. Literary and social, asterisk, 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 this file should be named DSLAS-10. TXT or DSLAS-10. Zip corrected editions of our e-books, get a new number, DSLAS-11. TXT versions based on separate sources get new letter, DSLAS-10A-TXT. Project Gutenberg e-books are often created from several printed editions, all of which are confirmed as public domain in the U.S., unless a copyright notice is included. Thus, we usually do not keep e-books in compliance with any particular paper edition. We are now trying to release all our ebooks 1 year in advance of the official release dates, leaving time for better editing. Please be encouraged to tell us about any error or corrections, even years after the official publication date. Please note neither this listing nor its contents are final till midnight of the last day of the month of any such announcement. The official release date of all Project Gutenberg ebooks is at midnight, Central Time, of the last day of the stated month. A preliminary version may often be posted for suggestion, comment and editing by those who wish to do so. Most people started our websites at http Gutenberg net or http promo net page. These websites include award-winning information about Project Gutenberg, including how to donate, how to help produce our new ebooks, and how to subscribe to our email newsletter free. Those of you who want to download any ebook before announcement can get to them as follows, and just download by date. This is also a good way to get them instantly upon announcement, as the indexes our catalogers produce obviously take a while after an announcement goes out in the Project Gutenberg newsletter. HTTP www.biblio or gutenbergetext04ftp ftp biblio org pubdocs books gutenberg.text04 or etext03020109998 97 96 95 94 93 92 91 or 90. Just search by the first five letters of the file name you want, as it appears in our newsletters. Information about Project Gutenberg, one page. We produce about $2 million for each hour we work. The time it takes us, a rather conservative estimate, is 50 hours to get any ebook selected, entered, proofread, edited, copyright searched and analyzed, the copyright letters written, etc. Our projected audience is 100 million readers. If the value per text is nominally estimated at $1, then we produce $2 million per hour in 2002 as we release over 100 new text files per month. 1240 more ebooks in 2001 for a total of 4,000 plus. We are already on our way to trying for 2,000 more ebooks in 2002. If they reach just 1-2% of the world's population, then the total will reach over half a trillion ebooks given away by year's end. The goal of Project Gutenberg is to give away 1 trillion ebooks. This is 10,000 titles each to 100 million readers, which is only about 4% of the present number of computer users. Here is the briefest record of our progress. Asterisk means estimated, colon, ebooks year month, 1-1971, July 10, 1991, January 100, 1994, January 1000, 1997, August 1500, 1998, October 2000, 1999, December 2500, 2000, December 3000, 2001, November 4000, 2001, October, November 6000, 2002, DECEMBER asterisk 9000, 2003 NOVEMBER asterisk 10000, 2004 JANUARY asterisk. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation has been created to secure a future for Project Gutenberg into the next millennium. We need your donations more than ever. As of February 2002, contributions are being solicited from people and organizations in Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, District of Columbia, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. We have filed in all 50 states now, but these are the only ones that have responded. As the requirements for other states are met, additions to this list will be made, and fundraising will begin in the additional states. Please feel free to ask to check the status of your state. In answer to various questions we have received on this, we are constantly working on finishing the paperwork to legally request donations in all 50 states. If your state is not listed, and you would like to know if we have added it since the list you have, just ask. While we cannot solicit donations from people in states where we are not yet registered, we know of no prohibition against accepting donations from donors in these states who approach us with an offer to donate. International donations are accepted, but we don't know anything about how to make them tax deductible, or even if they can be made deductible, and don't have the staff to handle it, even if there are ways. Donations by check or money order may be sent to Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, PMB 113-1739 University Avenue, Oxford, MS 38655-4109. Contact us if you want to arrange for a wire transfer or payment method other than by check or money order. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation has been approved by the U.S. Internal Revenue Service as a 501c3 organization with an employee identification number 64622154. Donations are tax deductible to the maximum extent permitted by law. As fundraising requirements for other states are met, additions to this list will be made, and fundraising will begin in the additional states. We need your donations more than ever. You can get up-to-date donation information online at http://www.gutenberg.net donation. HTML **. If you can't reach Project Gutenberg, you can always email directly to Michael SRHART at POBOX.com prof. Hart will answer or forward your message. We would prefer to send you information by email. **print*. For public domain /ebooks*. Why is this small print statement here? You know, lawyers. They tell us you might sue us if there is something wrong with your copy of this ebook, even if you got it for free from someone other than us, and even if what's wrong is not our fault. So, among other things, this small print statement disclaims most of our liability to you. It also tells you how you may distribute copies of this ebook if you want to. **before**. You use or read this ebook by using or reading any part of this Project Gutenberg TM ebook. You indicate that you understand, agree to, and accept this small print statement. If you do not, you can receive a refund of the money, if any, you paid for this ebook by sending a request within 30 days of receiving it to the person you got it from. If you received this ebook on a physical medium such as a disc, you must return it with your request. About Project Gutenberg TM ebooks. This Project Gutenberg TM ebook, like most Project Gutenberg TM ebooks, is a public domain work distributed by Professor Michael S. Hart through the Project Gutenberg Association, the project, among other things. This means that no one owns a United States copyright honor for this work, so the project and you can copy and distribute it in the United States without permission, and without paying copyright royalties. Special rules, set forth below, apply if you wish to copy and distribute this ebook under the Project Gutenberg trademark. Please do not use the Project Gutenberg trademark to market any commercial products without permission. To create these ebooks, the project expends considerable efforts to identify, transcribe, and proofread public domain works. Despite these efforts, the project's ebooks and any medium they may be on may contain defects. Among other things, defects may take the form of incomplete, inaccurate or corrupt data, transcription errors, a copyright or other intellectual property infringement, a defective or damaged disk or other ebook medium, a computer virus, or computer codes that damage or cannot be read by your equipment. Limited warranty. Disclaimer of damages, but for the right of replacement or refund described below, 1. Michael Hart and the Foundation and any other party you may receive this ebook from as a Project Gutenberg TM ebook disclaims all liability to you for damages, costs and expenses, including legal fees, and 2. You have no remedies for negligence, or under strict liability, or for breach of warranty or contract, including but not limited to indirect, consequential, punitive, Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.